Hi, this is your friend, Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe. Hey, happy holidays, my beautiful friend, and welcome to The Miracle Cafe. Today's theme is all about being the Christ consciousness. Wow, can it be a more suitable time to really be the Christ consciousness? Sometimes those words can really bring up stuff within us, those emotions. You know, if we were raised a certain religion or whatever, we may have some things come up around those words. So we'll be talking all about that to one of my dearest friends about this topic and so much more. But for now, I'd like to do something that we haven't done in a while. We used to do that in season 1 and 2, and really open up the show with gratitude. So let's just take one moment right now and just close our eyes and take a nice deep breath in. Just breathing in that life all around us, that love, that oxygen. And just breathe out, exhale all those thoughts of the day. Go to the center again and take a deep breath in. And release. Good. And one more. Take a deep breath in. And release. Good. So with your eyes closed, I want you to just reflect on this past month. I just want you to reflect on this past month and think about what you're grateful for. All the things that you're grateful for. Just see what comes up for you right now, and I'll give you a few seconds just to sit in that solitude, that quiet energy, and reflect on what you're really grateful for. Knowing that what we are grateful for, the energy of gratitude, whenever we're grateful, we create more blessings in our lives to be grateful for. The universe immediately responds and sends us more blessings to be grateful for. So what are you grateful for? Just think about that right now. And if you want, just say them out loud. Affirm them out loud. And while you're doing that, I would like to share what I'm grateful for. So what I'm grateful for is for your presence in my life. You know, I know some of you, we have met in person, some of you we may not have met in person, but I feel all of you. And you have brought so much joy and magic into my life, giving me the opportunity to play and share with you in this way. So just thank you. I'm so, so grateful. And it really is just so fulfilling to connect with you in this way. So thank you so much. And just think about all the miracles that we're going to continue creating together. That gives me the chills, because really we're creating a vortex. Each season the show grows more and more. We're getting amazing guests who are sharing their gifts, their wisdom. I'm so grateful for all of that. Good. So when you feel that completion, that gratitude, just send that energy of, and so it is, to the universe. And you can go ahead and open your eyes and just get back into the now. And we're actually going to take a quick music break, and we're going to return and we'll be chatting with the amazing Vicky Savini. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Miracle Cafe. I'm your host, Emmanuel Dagger, and you just heard the song Beautiful World off of my Core Energy Therapy music album, which you can check out at magnifiedmanifesting.com and really learn all the healing tools that are in that music to help you create the reality that you envision for yourself. And again, that was Beautiful World. And before we actually get to our amazing guest today, I wanted to share with you, I'm actually putting together an event on December 21st. It's absolutely free, and all you have to do is go to magnifiedmanifesting.com, and where it says home, it'll drop down and you'll see December 21st event. Then we'll be doing energy healing and really getting clarity around what it means to be in alignment, because on the 21st there's a huge galactic alignment happening that only happens 26,000 years, every 26,000 years. So that will really, really be a powerful day to anchor in that alignment within ourselves so that we can be more aligned with our greatest vision. And now it is my honor to introduce you to one of my most favorite guests ever. She's been on the show a few times, and it's just such an honor to have her here today. Vicky Savini is a teacher who educates, enlightens, and empowers children and adults to be their absolute best by teaching them to believe in themselves and speak their truth. Boy, we all need that. She's an inspirational speaker, author, and talented life coach. For more information, you can check her out at Vicky, that's V-I-C-K-I, Savini, SAVINI.com. Vicky, welcome to the Miracle Cafe.
Hello, Emmanuel. It's so good to hear your voice. I always love hearing your voice. It's so calm and pleasant.
And I feel the same way about you, my soul sister. So I know we were talking a few weeks back about what we wanted the theme to be, and I think we came up with such a great one. And the theme today is all about being the Christ consciousness. So we'll get into what that means, what that looks like. But the first question is, since it's the holiday season and there's a lot of stuff that comes up for people around this time of year, some could be wonderful, some maybe not so wonderful. So I just wanted you to share your thoughts on what the true meaning of this time of year is.
Well, it's interesting that we thought about this a few weeks ago, and it didn't occur to me until you were speaking, but the other night my son and I were trying to finish up some decorating. And I was raised Catholic, and so, of course, I still put a manger up every year with baby Jesus and all of the pieces. And so my son was putting it up. He loves putting all the pieces in there and baby Jesus. And he started asking me questions about Jesus. And now I don't really practice Catholicism anymore. I'm mm-hmm. just, I guess I could be considered a spiritual tree hugger. I'm not quite sure. But I don't practice it. I don't teach him much about that. I just ask him what he thinks and what's true to him. And so when mm-hmm. he started asking me all these questions, I was kind of caught off guard. And I said, well, Nico, you know, let's talk about this. He's like, well, how come they say Jesus is the Son of God? And I said, well, because we're all sons and daughters of God. We're all a part of God. We're all a piece of the whole. And he looked at me and he kind of tilted his head and he said, well, so what does that mean? And I said, well, buddy, mommy believes that it means that Christ, Jesus Christ, is the better part of all of us. It means being able to really see that light inside of you. He said, oh, all right, I get it now. And he walked away.
Wow. I wish someone told me that when I was little.
Well, I wish the same, because for you and I, we probably had a lot to figure out. It's like you knew what you knew deep inside of you, but when you asked mm-hmm. questions, I was always told that that wasn't true and that I would be punished and, you know, it wasn't good to think that way. So if I said something like, oh, well, God's in all of us, they would look at me and say, that's disrespectful.
Wow. And it's so funny because that's sort of what it is about, even in, you know, the Bible and all that stuff. That's what it is. That's what they're saying. But yet it's kind of like a, what do they call that? Catch 22? Is that what it is?
Absolutely. And it's really all in our interpretation, because I have studied so many different religions, per se, at this point, that when you read between the lines, you do really see that there is this this connection, this ribbon that connects everything together. And that ultimately, what each religion is saying is that when you are being your best self, that you are being your higher self. And I truly believe that that's what's meant by Christ consciousness, that feel right on the inside.
So you just answered my question I was going to ask you. You know, just in easy terms, what is the Christ consciousness? So it's just being that higher self, the highest aspect of ourselves, as often as we can.
Absolutely. And I've had people say to me, well, how do you know when you are being your higher self? And to me, that's very easy, because you know that because it just feels right. It's as if it's not an effort to do who you are or to be who you are or to do the things that you're doing. It just feels right.
And you know what's interesting is a lot of times, and you know, I didn't have this on my question list or anything, but it's coming up so present for me, is that when we have, you know, events to go to, when we see our family, a lot of times it's like, okay, well, we're going to gear up our armor and put our shell on and make sure that, you know, they don't see who we really are and put on a face. Would you say that that's the case for a lot of people?
It's true, because when you're with family, a lot of your stuff comes up. I mean, let's face it, as young children, our core beliefs are set. And some of our core beliefs are very positive, and they really help us to grow and to move forward in our life. They're very loving and nurturing. And some of our core beliefs hold us back and cause a lot of negativity and damage in our life. And suffice it to say, most times that happens in our childhood. And it's not that people set out to give us a core belief that's going to hold us back, like I'm not worthy or I'm not safe. But unfortunately, we all come with our own baggage, and we have a tendency to put that on our own children if we're not healing that for ourselves. So when you get together with family, it brings up your stuff, because you're all working on the same stuff, whether you realize it or not.
Wow, and I love what you just said, you know, that our children are kind of mirroring us, you know?
Absolutely, they totally are. I tell people all of the time that, especially in today's society where we've really become this I generation, our children are watching us 24/7. Even when they're sleeping, they are replaying things that we said and things that we did. And it might not have even been anything that we said or did to them, but they were observing how we reacted to a situation or how we responded to another person. And so they are really learning from us 24/7.
Wow. And I, you know, as you say that, I'm kind of going back to when I was a child, sort of seeing how my parents reacted to certain things and how maybe that affected me of who I am today. And there's one incident that I can remember specifically. You know, my mom's very sensitive, so she cries a lot, and that for me, you know, I understand crying is so healing and therapeutic, and if I had understood that then, and if someone had told me that then, it would have saved me so much of trying to make her feel better during that time, and you know, trying to fix it. But that's sort of, as you say that, it's just bringing a lot of stuff up for me around that. And really, if I were to tell my child self, you know, hey, it's okay to cry, you know, it's normal, it's part of healing and you know, transformation, then I would have been like, oh, okay, that's it. And then I would have went and played. So you're so right about that, Vicky.
Yeah, but you know what happens is that your reaction, you were learning from your family and from your friends and teachers around you as well. Because oftentimes when a child cries or if a child's upset, our immediate intent is to go to them and to fix it, to make it better, because no one wants to see a child crying or upset. But what we do is we take away their ability to measure those feelings and to understand what those feelings mean for them. And then as they get older, what they do is they rush to stop somebody else from really going through their feeling. If you've ever noticed, if you've ever had a heart-wrenching cry where you just were crying so hard that like your insides felt like they were going to fall out, when you allowed yourself to really go there, at the end of that, when your breathing kind of slowed a little bit and you started to become more aware of where you were, you realized that you got through it and it made you stronger. And so I always tell children, and this is actually one of the essentials that I'm talking about in my book, The Seven Essentials, feel your feelings. When children are angry, it's important for them to feel that feeling and to get through it. When they're sad, when they're happy, we have a tendency to try and shut their feelings down because we don't feel our own feelings.
Mm.
And so we want to shut that down. And it's really important to allow children to feel their feelings. And so for you with your mom, you know, she was feeling her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And if she could have just said to you, it's okay to cry. Mm-hmm. But she was probably feeling guilty about crying too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That's, you know. So it is, and it's so interesting because now I get it, and, you know, it's interesting, the dynamic between me and my mom, you know, she's probably listening right now, is she's more like my daughter now. It's very interesting how that happened. I don't know where or when that happened, but so now she sort of, you know, it's the other way around, and it's very interesting to see, you know, when she does cry, whatever, and, you know, I'm like, oh, it's going to be okay, don't worry, you know, just let it yourself release it as much as you need to, and, you know, you'll be on the other side of it soon enough. So, you know, it's really good, and I guess it's practice, so when I have kids, right?
It is, and you know what's beautiful about that, too, Emmanuel, because keep this in mind for when you do have children. Our children really are here to teach us. And oftentimes I will say something or I will do something and I'm not even conscious of what's coming out of my mouth. And my son suddenly becomes the adult in front of me and he'll look at me and he'll say something like, Mom, you have to believe in yourself. And I look at him in his eyes of wisdom and I think, I think he just checked me. So oftentimes we have to take a step back and just realize that our children are our greatest teachers. And so you're a wonderful teacher for your mom. And let me just give you the forewarning. Your children are going to be teachers for you.
Yes. I'm so ready. I'm so excited. And I just wanted to say, you know, Mom, if you're listening, love you. Okay, so I wanted to actually get back to Christ consciousness because I really think it's so important. You know, a lot of people who grew up, let's say Catholic or in a very religious background where there were quite a few limitations around, you know, being free and be able to express ourselves fully and really have an uncomfortable feeling around the word Christ consciousness. Mm-hmm. What would you say to them?
Well, what I would say to them is, you know, if you need to say a different word, then go ahead and say a different word. Oftentimes when I'm working with clients, if I say the word God, I can see how their body shifts or it changes. And so I'll just look at them and say, well, for you, what is that? What is your higher power or what is the greater force? To you, what is it? And they give me a word. And for some of them, it might be source energy. For others, it might be something different. And if it's the word that's going to be important to them, then just shift the word. Because ultimately what we're talking about is the light. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the light inside of us. That's really what it is. How does it feel on the inside? So they don't have to say Christ consciousness. If it's going to make them that uncomfortable, then you don't have to say that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And you know what? I also would say to those listening who may have that uncomfort, because, you know, I had a little bit of discomfort around that in the beginning when I sort of went, you know, stopped really practicing Catholicism. And, you know, we're not saying we're not taking anything away from the tradition, because I too have, you know, I put my tree up and I enjoy going to midnight mass and all that. I find it, you know, it just brings back memories from childhood that I really enjoyed. But, you know, those other things that, you know, sort of limited our perspectives for that time that I tried to move away from. It really triggered that. So what I would say to those listening is that, you know, ask yourself, you know, what is this bringing up for me? Like, there's obviously a reason why it's triggering something. So let's look at that. And then that's a perfect opportunity to actually heal it and forgive it and release it. And like Vicky said, you know, put a new perspective on it or put a new word or substitute it. But there's something there. You know, when I feel triggered, usually I know that there's something there for me to heal. Would you say that as well?
Absolutely. I absolutely would. And as you were talking, I'm not sure if I told you this story before. I think we may have talked about this, but certainly not on the air. I went through a time when I was searching for the right religion for me, and so I went to all kinds of different churches and synagogues, and I ended up in this Unity Center one day. And it was a Saturday. There was really nobody there, but it was open because they were getting ready for classes or something. And so I'm walking down this long hallway, and I see these beautiful pictures, and I'm just looking at the pictures and thinking, oh, this just seems like such a peaceful place. And I came to a picture on the wall that was in a beautiful gold frame, and there was a white cloth that was hanging over the picture. And then underneath it was the label of the name of the picture, and it said the Christ. And so, of course, all of that came back for me, too. So I can totally understand how people would have a hard time. Because the moment I saw that word, the Christ, and I saw that it was covered with a cloth, my fear instinct came up. So I was no longer guided by love. I was now being driven by fear. And I thought to myself in a panic, oh, my gosh, what kind of church am I in that they would cover a picture of Christ? Like, why would they cover a picture of Christ? What is going on? What am I doing? I'm going to be struck down right here. And so I'm in this total panic. There's nobody there in the hallway. And I'm thinking, I got to lift this up. Like, I have to see what is so terrible about this. Because my mind was just going crazy. So I finally got the courage, and I lifted this beautiful white cloth, and lo and behold, it was a mirror, Emmanuel.
Whoa.
And I just...
I got goosebumps.
I did exactly what you just did. I was like, whoa. Like,
whoa.
Yeah, it's like, holy cannoli, what am I witnessing? And so I remember taking a step back and really looking into the mirror and trying to like process this. Well, it says the Christ, but there's a mirror here. What does that mean? And here I had been searching for so long to find the right church. And then I looked deeper and I looked into my own eyes and
wow.
I started to understand it. And before me, I could see an image of Christ, but it was myself. And so from that point on, I understood Christ and Christ consciousness so different, because as I was standing there looking in the mirror, I was seeing that it wasn't a religion that I needed. It was the knowing inside of me that there's something much bigger out there than you and me and everything else. It's that we're all a part or a piece of something so much bigger, and that words did not need to explain it. It was just a feeling.
Oh my! Well, first of all, I'm so grateful that we were able to for you to share the story, because you haven't told me. So I know we've talked quite a bit, but this has never come up. So I'm so excited that came up, because that was something. That was like a moment for me right there.
Oh.
Because you know, you told me. You
remember?
You
want to cry together? Let's cry together.
Let's cry. You know, I'm actually in a place of just laughing. I just want to just. Joyful laughter. And, you know, it also brought up something, because I'm going to lay it all out to the listeners. You know, I told you that there's a little bit more that I needed to do with really getting comfortable in front of the camera. And so you told me to do some mirror work and really look at the Christ consciousness within. And it's interesting, because I always, I know that principle, but that day it just struck me so strong. And you told me just to really look into the eyes so that you can look past just the surface. And so when you were talking about you lifting that, I sort of had this full circle moment where I felt, whoa, when you said that, and then you just experienced, you know, you shared your story and you experienced that, whoa, I am the Christ consciousness. It made it so real for me. So I wanted to thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share that. You know, we all learn from each other.
Yes, and I know that something I've heard you say, you know, I've seen you speak and just in passing as well speaking, that you say that getting present, being present is a really important part of the Christ consciousness. Can you just tell us a little bit more how we can get more present and what that looks like?
Absolutely. You know, I currently work as a first grade teacher with 6 and 7 year olds, and I teach them how to be present in their moment. It's important. Oftentimes we'll say to kids, you're not paying attention. Please pay attention. Well, they don't know what the heck that means. So I've taught my kids to be mindful. And so to be mindful means my mind and my body are right here in this moment. So I'm looking at the person talking. I'm listening to the sounds around me. And how we do that in the classroom is I'll bring the kids over, we'll sit in a circle, we close our eyes, And I start off by just saying to them, take a deep breath in and release it out. Take another deep breath in and release it out. And at first, they'll hear the voices around us. They'll hear kids in the hallway. You know, they might even hear music if I have soft music on. But after breathing for just a few minutes and really focusing on just listening to their own breath and feeling it inside their own lungs, they really are able to tune out all the other sounds, to let go of the noise. And so what I say to you and to the listeners is, if my 6 and 7-year-old can do this, and we often do it right after recess, so you know they've got a lot on their brain right after recess, then I know that as adults we can do this. And I find myself doing this if I feel stressed or if I feel that there's too much weight on my shoulders, too many thoughts in my head. I know that it's time for me to clear the fog, and the best way for me to do that is to bring myself back to the present moment just by taking some deep breaths and feeling the breath in my lungs. Sometimes I'll put my hand on my heart and just listening to the sounds around me. And even people who have a difficult time with meditation, per se, they can do this because all you're focused on is listening to your very own breath. And it becomes interesting because you start to hear different things. You're like, wow, I didn't realize that I was breathing that way. Or I was breathing pretty fast, and now I'm breathing slow. And so your mind starts going to the exact moment that you're in.
Wow, and it's almost like, well, you should record a meditation to that or something. I don't know if you would like to just do one off the cuff right now, just sort of walk us through just a nice, gentle breathing exercise into just really getting present with our listening. Can you do that?
Sure. I'd be more than happy to do that.
Perfect.
And I'll keep it really on the up and up, just like I do in a public school. Okay. So you're going to just relax your body and sit in a comfortable position. Take a deep breath in through your nose and release it slowly through your mouth. Breathing in again through your nose and releasing it slowly. And as you breathe in again, imagine that breath going in through your nose and filtering down into your lungs and out again through your mouth. And really see what your breath would look like as it comes in and as it goes out. And in your mind's eye, just imagine that you have this great big balloon in your chest. And as you breathe in, you can feel it fill. And as you breathe out, you can see it release. And breathing in and breathing out, and give your balloon a color. Really imagine what color that balloon is for you inside your chest. As you breathe in and you breathe out, and see that color filling your whole body, as if it's just gently caressing you from the top of your head all the way down to the top of your toes. A beautiful color of light. Almost as if when you were a baby and someone would rock you back and forth, gently back and forth. Breathing in through your nose and releasing it slowly out through your mouth. And breathing in and breathing out. And you're in the present moment.
Thank you. Ooh. I don't know. Yeah. Definitely something you should record or something, because that was good.
That's a good idea. I haven't thought about that, but I have a lot of people who don't have time to do long meditations, and I do these quick little 2 or 3 minute meditations with the kids several times a day, and I got to tell you, it works wonders.
And you know, it's interesting. Who said it has to be like 20, 30, 40 minutes to an hour? I mean, yeah, 2 to 3 minutes. Imagine how much more beneficial that would be than, you know, feeling like we have to drag ourselves to go and do the 20 or 30 and we'd end up not doing it, you know?
Right. And oftentimes, for many of us, your mind gets busy. And so if you're sitting for 20 minutes, you start thinking about all the things you could be doing right now, feeling like you're going to be behind, right? And so I say, you know, I probably get 40 minutes in a day, but it's 2 minutes here and 3 minutes there and 2 minutes here, and it gets me through my day, and it keeps me more centered in the present moment as opposed to jumping too far ahead or keeping myself anchored into the past.
Wow. And you know what I just, something that just came through right now is as we can do those 1 minute or 2 minute meditations, I also got really to anchor in the Christ consciousness, just being intentional with everything that we do and being, like you said earlier, mindful. So, you know, taking a moment like you and I, before we started this call, we set the intention, you know, and just kind of create this space for it. And before we go to, you know, you get into your classroom, you know, setting, as you do, just setting the space for that day, before we go to, a family function or whatever, just holding the space and setting that intention. I feel like that could really create some shifts around, you know, being able to anchor the Christ consciousness. Do you think that would be something wise to do?
Absolutely. If every school in America would do that, would just set the intention the first thing in the morning, I think you would see an amazing shift. As parents and as an adult, I do this every day. I have this little bracelet. It's an intention bracelet. And before I put it on, I set my intention for the day. You know, what is my intent? What is my focus for today? And then I just release it. And it's amazing, by the end of the day, I kind of chuckle because whatever I set the intention for, I had opportunities in my path for that day that led me to really meet that intention. So I think if we could just do more of that, it only takes a few minutes to just guide your life. You know, I have a niece, and she's feeling a bit dark and depressed lately. And I looked at her and I said, "Honey, what's going on with you?" And she just kind of stared at me, and I said, "Well, I think it's really important for you to sit down and to write 5 things that you would like to happen in your life. Because right now, hon, you're out on the ocean, and it's like you're standing back instead of steering your ship. You're just letting the waves take you." And so if we don't set intention in our lives, then life happens, and we just ride the waves, and then we react to everything as opposed to responding.
Can you please say that one more time just so we can anchor it in?
Which part?
The part about, you know, if we let life, you know, without intention, if we just let it happen,
Well, I mean, I'll give you a picture for those of you who are visual. This is the teacher in me. Imagine yourself on a great big ship out on the ocean, and imagine storms brewing and the waves rising and the swells coming up over the side of the boat, and that you're standing there and that you have the big round wheel right in front of you, but you're holding your hands close to your heart because it's almost as if you're afraid to touch the wheel. And if you don't grab that wheel and set your intention and steer your course to navigate the waters of life, then life will just happen. And unfortunately, what happens is, as you do drown, you drown in your own experiences, you drown in your own emotions. And so really standing up tall and just hanging on to that wheel and setting the intention. Set the intention so that life doesn't overtake you.
So now I know why I set intentions. I just did. I would wake up in the morning, I would say, okay, I'm just doing it. You know, it's just, it feels good. It's just a natural intuitive feeling. But now it makes so much sense that, you know, okay, today I choose to create, knock my socks off miracles. I like to say that a lot. And just experience peace, grace, and joy, and then just go on about my day. And now it makes more sense to me why I'm doing it. Because I didn't really, like, I think I knew it on some level, but now I can understand it consciously. So thank you for that as well.
Yeah, you're the captain of your own ship. And you know, the beautiful thing that that does is that it gives you yourself back. There are no victims in that, because you understand that you are creating the life that you're living.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, yes, yes. So I know, I mean, I can't even believe how fast time flew with you today, but there is a few more questions I wanted to get to. For those, okay, so getting present, being intentional, if there's something else that you can share for those who are kind of feeling a little bit anxious about going to their family function or their work event or whatever, and, you know, usually they like to hide on the, you know, be wallflowers or, you know, sit in the back, what would you tell them? What would you leave them with?
Well, I think the most important thing for anyone going to holiday functions, family, work events, anything at all, the reason we get caught up in all of this stuff is because we're not centered within ourselves. And so before they go to this event, if they can just sit and quiet their mind and just say, I love and accept myself exactly the way I am.
Mm.
If that's what it comes down to, if you love and accept yourself, then any situation that you go into, you're not going to be reacting. You're going to be responding. And when you're okay with yourself, the fear doesn't rise because you don't have to feel like you're being judged. Even if you are being judged, it doesn't matter because you've already accepted yourself. You're not seeking anyone else's approval.
Hmm.
So to just love and accept themselves.
Yes, and, you know, maybe we'll have you back on in the new season to talk more about that because, you know, sometimes that could be a little bit of a challenge for some people. So, but, you know, just being, again, present, intentional with your day and also with our actions and also really accepting and loving ourselves. So final question, what is your favorite thing about the holidays? What's your personal favorite thing about the holidays?
I'm going to get right to the nitty-gritty of this. I have an artificial Christmas tree. And when I was a little girl, my dad and I used to put it up together. And then my dad would do the lights, and my mom and my dad and I would all decorate because my sisters were older at this point. And then when it was done, I used to love lying underneath the Christmas tree and just looking up through the lights. And now my son and I put the Christmas tree together and do the lights and do all of that, and then my husband comes in. And it's interesting because he has found this comfort under the Christmas tree like I did, and we just lay under the Christmas tree, we read books. If he's upset about something, he goes under there with a pillow. It's like his safe spot, and so it really is my favorite thing about the holiday.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Wow. Thank you so much, by the way, for sharing something so intimate with us, because, you know, that is amazing. Wow. Well, Vicky, where can we learn? First of all, it's been such an honor, and we'll get to that in a moment, but where can we learn more about you and your beautiful work and your articles? And I know you have a book coming out and all that good stuff, so just tell us a little bit about what's going on with you.
Well, I mean, I think the best place to stay current with what's going on with me is on my Facebook page. So if you just type in Vicky Savini, Ignite Your Light, you'll find my Facebook page, and I try to stay very current there. I put daily little tidbits, and sometimes I put something fun. It depends on my mood. And I always, if there's an event coming up that I'm participating in, or if I find a really good article, then I'll post there. If I've posted an article as a guest blogger or from one of my blogs, I put it there. So I think the best way to really stay in touch with me is through the Facebook page. And also on the Facebook page, you can sign up for my newsletter. I do not bombard people with tons of emails. I usually send a newsletter maybe once every 3 weeks. So I would just encourage the Facebook page at this point.
Perfect. And listeners, you know, I'm sure you can feel her beautiful, amazing energy. You know, please go ahead and check out her Facebook and, you know, your website. We shared it earlier, VickySavini.com. And Vicky, I don't even know where to begin. So thank you so much for being here. I just adore you. You've inspired me to, you know, shine my light even more. I know that's one of your biggest missions is to help others ignite their light within. So thank you so much for that. And thank you for being here. And I can't wait to have you on again.
And thank you for having me. And enjoy yourself under your Christmas tree.
Thank you so much. And to our listeners, thank you guys for being with us, for making this an amazing season. We've had, you know, we're already wrapping up season three. We're about to start season four in February. So if you're liking the radio show, please share. All the archives are absolutely free. I wanted to always make sure that that was accessible to you. You can either go to iTunes and check Miracle Cafe Radio there, or you can go to miraclecaferadio.com. Love you. Have a happy holidays and safe holidays. Talk to you in February.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.